W-T-H.
What the hell?
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 This is the WTH.
The WTH Podcast.
Hold on to your butts.
Jason Casey.
Jason Casey.
Kareem Daniels.
Kareem Daniels.
And Nate Darling.
Nate Darling.
From the Darling New Media Studios,
this is the WTH Podcast.
Hello and welcome into another episode of the WTH Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for telling a friend. And thank you for shopping Amazon through that Shop Amazon tab at the top of WTHpod.com. We do appreciate all that you do to be part of our little gang. We love you. Well, not like that.
I might.
It's true. You might.
There was this huge hog in front of me.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Beta male.
What are you going to do?
That's what you're going to do. By the way, tonight, as this drops on Monday, or a week from tonight if you're watching it live, we are having the grand opening celebration at Darling New Media, 4 to 8 p.m., 730 Howe Avenue, Suite 425. Come on out. We've got refreshments, tours, door prizes. Come by and say hello. See how we can help you fill up the internet with content. Maybe it's a podcast.
Maybe it's a podcast.
Maybe it's some video.
Maybe it's some voiceover work.
Maybe it's some
headshots.
Photos. Headshots. Maybe some product photography. All sorts of stuff. We can do it here. Maybe you have an event.
Oh.
And you're like, I'm tired of running around with my phone and not enjoying my event.
Yes.
Yep. I can help you with that.
Oh, I thought it would be like, what if you wanted to have like a podcasting event? Like, hey, everybody, let's get together and we'll just do some podcasts at Nate's. I thought you were saying like a party package.
You know, we can work with a lot of different things. So I will not close off the ideas. Mm. This is a creative space. So we'll be open to things.
Mm.
As long as you're open with the checkbook.
Yeah,
keep
baby.
Your clothes on, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
No,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm gonna have a start my live Twitter feed. I'm gonna do some live twitching, baby. You're gonna be twitching.
Oh, we can't twitch. Oh. From here. Sorry. No twitching.
Really?
Yeah. Sorry.
Oh.
It's the devil's platform.
Really?
I don't know.
I'd like to use my Twitch account. Shit, man.
Oh, coming up on the show today, it's of course our Monday show. There will be grievances to air, so we'll get to that. Small town news from my home area of the Northeast Kingdom of Vermont.
Nice.
Something I entitled "No, ladies, don't do that."
Don't do it.
Don't do that. And we have a very demanding lady coming up as well. So a lot to get to. So in the last show in Small Town News, we were talking about the survey and what happened with the that county in Minnesota. Must have been, it was named the ugliest county, the least scenic place in the United States. It is called the nation's ugliest. Now,
knew it.
California has 10 of the top counties, which does not surprise me.
Wow, what are those?
I don't know. Let me find the county's website. There's just so much going on with this. Minnesota was Minneapolis was named the most uncomfortable city to live in because of its wide temperature swings too. Although I hear a lot of good things about Minneapolis, so I don't really know. I mean, ultimately though, I mean, if you like where you live, who gives a crap if it's the most scenic or least scenic?
I have to say it's probably going to be like Riverside.
Riverside is the most scenic, yes.
No. I'm not saying the ugliest in California. Ugliest in California. Sorry. Ugliest in California has to be San Bernardino, Riverside. Let's see. I mean, like, it's hot. San Joaquin.
Kern.
Maybe you. No, not like.
The most desirable place to live in America is Ventura County, California. According to the Washington Post.
That's so funny because Ventura County, like, it's like, I guess it's, you're just far enough away from LA.
I don't know.
That's where Magic Mountain is.
No, it's not.
That's not Ventura County?
No, it's not. Uh-huh. I believe that's still in L.A. County.
I thought it was in Ventura.
It's in Santa Clarita.
Tour, Humboldt, Santa Barbara, Mendocino, and Del Norte.
Every single one of the 10 highest rate counties is located in California. So, yeah, Ventura, Humboldt, Santa Barbara, Mendocino, and Del Norte counties. Yeah. Those are the top five. By contrast, in the Great Lakes, that's pretty poor. The lowest ranking clustered around Minnesota and North Dakota. Hi, Fargo. And the Minnesotans weren't very happy about that. So that was, that's where it all went to. So yes, it was the ugliest place in America. So anyway, before we get to our grievances, I was interested in this story out of Chicago because I like the scooters. And I know the scooters are a point of contention among many people. There are some people that are like, people are riding them on the sidewalks. People ride their bikes on the sidewalks, too. You're going to ban those?
Yeah, they do.
Exactly. So in Chicago, they had a pilot program. It's wrapping up after 4 months. It's an experiment with 10 companies and 2,500 electric scooters. Now, while the program hasn't been without its issues, there's been injuries, and the city has fined several companies for not following the rules, plenty of residents support the method of transit. Now, back on October 15th, the pilot program came to an end, and the city has no plans to extend it. Throughout the pilot, city officials and aldermen have been gathering feedback to determine whether scooters can have a place in Chicago. One of the top complaints was riders zooming down sidewalks. Now, some residents weren't happy seeing scooters on the 606, which isn't allowed, and some riders using them recklessly against the flow of traffic. Now, a poll from Lime, which is one of the scooter vendors, found that 61% of the survey takers said they supported a dockless scooter program. That's up 7 points from the company's survey in March. Lime also found that 63% of African Americans and 74% of Latinos who took the survey were in favor of the scooters. The survey also asked respondents about congestion, pricing, and pollution, implying that scooters were a greener option. A little less than half the survey takers were in favor of congestion pricing if the other transit options were expanded. Yeah, screw you. I shouldn't be charged more just because it's rush hour.
Yeah.
If I'm taking something like that. Although apparently scooters are not as climate friendly as some companies market them to be, a short scooter trip might be better than one in a car, but there's still a lot of driving required to collect, charge, and redistribute them every day. Well, yeah, if you take the whole program, yeah, because they have to round them up every night and bring them back and charge them and then distribute them the next morning. That's kind of how the program works. Having 10 companies seems like a lot.
Yeah, it would seem like a big influx into one area.
When I was in Denver, there were a lot of different scooter companies. Now, in Sacramento, there's only two, and there was only one for quite a while.
Right. Yeah.
And then they just allowed Lime to come in, and in West Sacramento, that's out of the Lime area, but people still ride them over. I still see Lime scooters in West Sac.
Oh, there'd be scooters over at the barn all the time on that trail by the barn.
Yeah. Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah, because if you live in Midtown or downtown, you want to get over, of course. That's the fastest way to do it, and it just makes it easier. So I don't know. They had 675,000 rides in 3 months. And then they decided, we're just going to stop it. So all of these people are either going to be driving, taking Ubers. I mean, some may walk, but I mean, if your goal is to get people on something that is not polluting the environment and getting them from point A to point B, this is a success, isn't it?
Yeah. 675,000 in 3 months. Wow.
That is a lot of scooter rides. But total ridership is only one of the things they're going to evaluate, along with safety, the impact on residents, particularly individuals with disabilities, operator performance, and the impact on the transportation network. So,
So do they have a bike lane in Chicago? That's the question. Or throughout the city?
I don't know the answer to that. And it doesn't say in this article, so I don't really know for sure. But people who hate scooters are going to hate scooters.
Yeah.
People are going to hate brew bikes. They're going to hate brew bikes.
But I'm saying, like, if they have a bike lane, then you could designate that the scooters ride in the bike lane as opposed to on the sidewalk.
Right. Well, that's
already, they've already done that.
Yeah, but people still ride on the sidewalk.
Yeah. Right. That's, what I'm saying in Chicago, I mean, that's where it is here. I don't know if that's the case in Chicago.
Right. I'm sure it has to be.
So, I mean, it's a good question. I think these scooters are a fantastic solution to a lot of things. And in a lot of ways, they're better than the bikes. The bikes are just so much bigger.
Yeah.
They take up a lot more space. And I mean, yeah, that was the first thing that came out. I think the bikes were really popular because they could get the corporate sponsors for them.
Yeah.
It was easy to put a corporate sponsor on a bike. Like in New York, there's city bikes for Citibank.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I would love to have a, here's the thing. I would love to have a scooter of my own just to be able to ride around on. The problem is if you're going out to a bar or to go out and do something, then you've got to chain your scooter up to something and then you got to worry about someone running off with it. Whereas if you've got the rental ones, then it's like, all right, I'm here, I'm out.
Yeah.
On to the next. But either way,
pick one up on the way out.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you're going to pick one up on the way out. So anyway, that's what's going on with the scooter news. I love scooters. I think they're a blast to ride. I think they're a great way to get around, and I think they should be pretty much everywhere. And yeah, there are going to be people that ride them on the sidewalks. Those people should be smacked.
Yes.
Yeah, they should.
Yeah. That's not the right button.
And now it's time for the airing of the f***ing grievances.
That's the right button. All right. Kareem, what has been bothering you this week, my friend?
NFL referees.
Oh.
Your team didn't even play this week.
It's true. But the refs still cost them a win.
Actually, the ref cost us 2 wins this year. But the NFL referees. In basketball, when they officiate in basketball, you can adjust to the officiating. That's the difference between basketball and football. In basketball, the way they call it, they call it bad one way for both teams a lot of the times. In the NFL, you don't know what the fuck they're going to fuck up on from play to play. So
that's part of the adventure.
No, that's not a part of the adventure. You cannot be perfect, as much as I know that you want to, as the official or in the NFL. You cannot be perfect, and you're fucking up the game by trying to make it perfect and trying to make perfect calls. If you're not seeing the call, don't make the fucking call. And if you put a system in place for you to review shit, and you're not sure of what you're seeing overturns what you saw, what you think you saw, don't make the fucking call.
I was clear.
It's as clear as the shit that they end up calling.
All right, Jason, what's bugging you?
Just looking up some information right now.
Oh.
So 5 miles off of the county line between Ventura and Magic Mountain, FYI. I guess 5 miles off.
But were you wrong?
I was wrong.
Okay.
However,
scoreboard.
But it was
changed. Kareem, I bring that into every section of my life.
But it was changed in 2012 due to water dispute issues, I guess. So maybe I'm just looking at old maps.
Mm.
No, I don't know about that. I don't know. I don't know if it ever changed. It is definitely, I was wrong. But at the same time, 5 miles is 5 miles. That's pretty, it's very close, to that area.
Where is Del Norte?
That's up north. That's like the northernmost county of, California.
Who lives up there?
Not a lot of people.
I think that's where Crescent City is. I think that's the place.
Yeah, it's the far northwest corner.
Oh,
so okay, Crescent City.
That's where Pelican Bay is.
Yeah.
Now, there you go, Crescent City. So, all right. So,
which had a horrible tsunami. They had a tsunami there.
Yeah. But it was a really scenic tsunami.
It was very scenic.
So, one of my first job opportunities after I got out of the military was to go to work at Pelican Bay.
And you're like, nah.
And I was like, okay, where's that at?
Right.
And then I looked up and saw where it was at, and I was like, fuck that. Take my name off the list.
I mean, I want to go and look at it, but I want to come home.
Yeah.
What was your grievance, Jason?
fucking how you can look shit up right away to see if you're right or wrong.
And when you're wrong?
And you have to fucking admit it. I always own my shit. Here's the thing I would say, though, that just pisses me off. And it's just like constantly... is just fucking people siding with corporations for anything. Fuck all these corporations, man. They don't care about you. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't really have one, I guess.
Okay.
Because I was going to be at, like, no, I'm right and you're wrong, Nate, but I couldn't do that. So I kind of, it's not fair.
All right. Well, here's my grievance. It's me being right so much of the time. I don't think you really understand how much of a burden that is, because the resentment that comes back from people who are wrong is just astounding. I mean, Jason took it with a great deal of grace and dignity once he found out he was wrong and I was right. But, I mean, you saw how Kareem acted earlier. Just this level of hostility. And it's really a lot to bear when you're right as often as I am. I had a coworker once who, in the middle of August, looked something up and went, "Aha! You were wrong about that." And I went, "And?" And he goes, "You said you weren't wrong about things." And I said... I said that in January. It's the middle of August. You've been looking stuff up and hunting around behind me for 7 months.
Yes,
and
Nate.
And you've come up with one thing.
Yes, Nate. Nate, you can't always be fucking right, all right, bro?
That's true. I can't.
You can't. Like, and you have to have fact check. You know, listen. Like, somebody has to check the facts of the fact checker. You know what I mean? Like, you got to make sure that you're fucking keeping shit fucking real. You know what I mean? Because you don't know. You don't know.
Would you like to know my secret?
What's your secret?
My secret is I doubt myself more than everyone else doubts me. So I double check my shit before I throw it out there.
Yeah, makes sense. Makes sense.
Because that way I avoid all of this stuff where I'm like spouting nonsense. So yeah, it's tough. It's really hard being me sometimes.
5 miles. I think that I should get like some type of award. I know my county so well. I was within 5 miles.
You sound like Kareem and his excuses for the Steelers losing all, but they only lost by 3.
But I can't. I guarantee you that there's something that happened where, like,
yeah, they drew the lines.
They drew the line eventually, and because maybe it was an incorporated area of Ventura County, and then they made it a city. Who knows?
Santa Clarita is the third largest city in Los Angeles County and the 23rd largest in the state of California. It is a suburb of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Now, the city has annexed a number of unincorporated areas, contributing to the large population increase. It is about 30 miles northwest of downtown LA and occupies most of the Santa Clarita Valley. So that's what's happened. They've absorbed all of these unincorporated areas. Man. That's how they got closer to the Ventura County line. Magic Mountain is right in the middle of Santa Clarita, so not close to Ventura County.
5 miles.
No, is it?
Yeah, no.
I can
show you.
The county line or the...
The county line.
The county line from Magic Mountain.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh.
See the 5 right there?
Uh-huh.
It's under 5 miles.
Let me ask you this. How long would it take you to run 5 miles?
Man, if I had one of those lift scooters, it'd be
No,
quick.
No. How long would it take you to run 5 miles?
I can't run.
Okay, so then it's not close. All right. There you go. That's the airing of the grievances. I think that went well. This is an odd case. A naked Missouri woman who sat on her boyfriend's face and demanded that he perform oral sex on her has pleaded guilty in a domestic violence case. Her name's Amy Perino. She's 44. She copped last month to felony assault charge and was sentenced to 3 years in custody, though a circuit court judge stayed the execution of the prison term and placed the Columbia resident on 5 years of probation. As part of the plea deal, prosecutors dropped a felony sexual assault charge against Perino, who worked prior to her arrest as an embalmer's assistant at a mortuary.
Wow.
Exactly. Perino had been locked up in the Boone County Jail since her arrest last December. She was released following her sentencing and ordered to have no contact with the victim. Perino, we've got a shot of her. She doesn't look like a lady.
Did she put her dick in his mouth?
It was a violent confrontation in the couple's Columbia home, according to the affidavit. Victim told cops that Perino punched him and struck him with a variety of items, including a belt and a cell phone. I think we talked about this when it happened. During the incident, Perino, who was naked, chased the man around the residence before shoving him to the ground, then sat atop the victim and directed him to, quote, eat my pussy, end quote, while perched on his face.
That's one way to get it accomplished.
The man told police he was briefly unable to breathe.
When you got those flaps on, you're
and,
like,
and he was scared to death. Domestic violence is not funny.
I can see that.
Yeah, not funny. So,
I wonder if he was making fart noises though. When he was like, he's just like trying to blow and breathe, and just like
he just trying to get out of there.
Striking him with a belt. Oh,
that's an old story. Okay. Meanwhile, oh, that's also an old story. All right. Sticking with the ladies. Sticking with the ladies. This is a headline from Australia. Doctors sound the alarm on new designer vagina trend to use toothpaste to tighten.
This is not true. This is no way. This is not a real thing.
Well, it's from Australia, where medical experts have raised the alarm following reports of increased number of women who are using toothpaste to tighten their vaginas. Dr. Oluwe Youssef issued a plea to women via the news agency of Nigeria late last week.
Nothing could go wrong there.
Come on, man.
Has to be true.
He has a couple hundred million, too. He needs you to float.
Toothpaste is caustic and too abrasive for a sensitive body part like the vagina, and using such on it can destroy the organisms meant to protect the vagina from possible infections. When the vagina can no longer protect itself, the body is prone to infections, which could later destroy the tubes and block the chances of getting pregnant. That's from the doctor. His concern was echoed by an actual doctor, British specialist Vanessa McKay, a consultant gynecologist and spokesperson for the Royal College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. She said, it is a myth that toothpaste will tighten the vagina.
Who is saying that this is a myth? Like, who is like spreading this? Like, you know what I heard? After I had my second baby, I got some AIM with extra fluoride.
They still and the make mint that. Strip.
No, they had to put something minty in for it to feel like it tightened.
You know what I really prefer, though?
Oh, God, they still do make AIM.
What I really prefer.
Sensodyne?
Some of Tom's.
Tom's of Maine? No one wants that.
Dude.
What was the cinnamon one? What was the cinnamon one?
Oh, man.
Close up. Yeah, that's the one. That's the one right there. That would definitely pucker up a pussy. My lips are puckering just thinking about it. Oh, yeah.
That's bad time. But remember,
I can see some close up making it, you know, tighten up. But that's cinnamon.
But you think of all of the crazy shit that you hear that women are doing.
No, I've not heard. I'm pretty tied in with the ladies' vagina scene, and I've not heard anybody talk about. I asked my wife to talk to her friends.
Well, no, I'm not saying this in particular. I'm just saying all of the crazy shit that you hear,
for instance, vaginal steaming.
Yes.
Yeah, but they're doing that for guy like with their general.
No guy told them to do that.
No, but they think. I don't know. Maybe not. That's weird, man. Who wants some vaginal steaming?
Well, here's the thing. Remember when you were a teenager?
Yeah.
And you'd be sitting around with your friends when you didn't know anything about anything.
Yeah.
And people would bring up something that like their older brother or their cousin had said. And everybody believed whatever nonsense it was if it had to do with sex or anything like that.
But it only takes one. I really doubt that this is like, unless it was some close up. Like, AIM's not going to be making your pussy tight. Like, it has to, like, doesn't have the pucker factor. Like, it has, you know how, like, when you have, like, a bite of Big Red gum, so like, just, an extra jaw just that right way, and you're like, ooh. I'm sure that, like, the close-up would do that on the vagina.
Right, but think about
or the butthole.
All of the other shit that they're doing. Like, the fucking lip challenge. The lip thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where they were getting their lips... to make their lips bigger, they were sucking on the jar or some shit.
Man, people do. I mean,
but here's the deal: you think of men, boys as doing dumb shit all the time, like from the Jackass thing, and you don't assume that women do dumb shit like that.
It's not that I'm not assuming it, but I just like for it to be like. I feel like sometimes articles like that, which talk about something, is maybe it got started at a high school, and like three kids did it, and like all of a sudden, like it's like, oh, this is a huge deal, but like now, like everybody knows about it, and now it has a more of a legs to be spread, and more kids be like, like, hey, I heard about you, if you get some close up,
or you put or put alcohol on a tampon,
but that shit works.
Yeah. There, I mean, there's all sorts of things like that happen.
Yeah.
Now. Granted, when I hear a story where the source material comes from Nigeria, I'm suspicious.
Yeah.
But to be fair, it doesn't change the fact that putting toothpaste in your hoo-ha does not make it tighter.
Yeah,
no. You might feel tighter because you puckered up because shit hits.
Oh, and the infection has kicked in.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you get right up next to you.
Oh.
Close up. Boy. Allows you to get right close up to you.
That's some bad, bad times.
Do they still make close up?
Yes.
Yes.
I think they do.
Get all right. Some of that.
All right.
Put it on my dick. See if it tightens it up. I'm putting on my balls.
You know what you should do? You know how they drop Mentos into Diet Coke, Jason?
I do it on my balls.
No, just drop it in your anus. See what happens.
That's already too tight.
Like, so what you do is, I'm not searching for this because I guarantee someone has done this. You take a funnel and you put some Diet Coke in your anus, and then you drop some Mentos.
Oh yeah, that has been done.
Somebody's done it.
That's already.
I'm not looking it up. Yeah.
You should.
Yeah. Not looking.
Somebody's done it.
Like, one man, one cup. That's something else completely. Don't look that up. Don't. It's not my fault.
All right,
it's like, I shouldn't even said that.
We need to be clean now.
Yeah,
it's time for this.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
Headline: this is from the Newport Dispatch. Five retire from Columbia Forest Products. That's right. Five Orleans County residents have retired from Columbia Forest Products since early September. Here is a brief bio for each one. Not really that brief, but I'll shorten them up for you. We start with Darlene Winky Crow. Now, Friday, September 6th marked the retirement of Darlene Winky Crow from Columbia Forest Products after 27 combined years of service. Born in Holland, Vermont, she attended North Country Union High School and later earned her GED. Winky held her first job working as a caretaker for an elderly woman for approximately 3 months. She also held for the following jobs: laborer at Ethan Allen for 6 weeks, chambermaid at the Border Motel for 6 months, teacher's aide at the Grace Brethren School in Coventry for 1 year, maintained horse stables at Hob and Knob Farm for 1 year, store clerk at B&B Enterprises for a couple of years, and also stripped and finished furniture while being self-employed. She stripped furniture. She didn't strip and finish furniture. She stripped furniture and finished it. Now, Winky joined Columbia Forest Products on July 18th, 1983, as a splicer operator, of which she held until May 10th of 1984. She rejoined Columbia on June 8th. These go on. Winky lives in Newport, raised 2 daughters, and has 4 grandchildren. She enjoys watching the Hallmark Channel, wine tasting parties, working with animals, furniture stripping, maintaining her flower gardens, attending country auctions, swimming and walking, and she plans to travel to Virginia to visit her daughter. Now, Friday, September 20th marked the retirement of Gary White from Columbia Forest Products after 37 combined years of service. He was born in Newport, Vermont, and graduated from Lake Region Union High School. He held his first job working on the family logging business for a couple of months. He joined Columbia Forest Products on July 16th, 1982 as a janitor until he quit in February of 93.
Damn.
He relocated to Florida and worked the night shift at a Burger King for 2 months, after which he decided to return to Vermont.
Wow. Yep, that
would do it.
That would do it.
Gary lives in Derby. He's raised two daughters and has six grandchildren. His retirement plans are to continue his part-time umpire job for baseball and softball games. He's done that for the past 10 years. He hopes to purchase a Spider motorcycle to enjoy rides with his sister, Brenda. Now, Henry Peon also retired on September 20th. After 34 years of service, he was also born in Newport and graduated from North Country Union High School. His first job was a sander at Ethan Allen for 6 months, and then he went to Manchester, New Hampshire, where he held the following jobs. Utility doffer. If you're wondering, that's extracting bobbins of yarn from a spinning machine at Wombeck Mills for 8 years, then to Velcro USA, where he held a utility job for 4 years.
He held it. Yep. Like, that's what Velcro does.
Uh-huh. These are not short bios, by the way.
Holy they needed to fill some space. This guy got paid some good money, by the way.
Henry lives in Derby. His retirement plans are to take up exercising again and to get some much-needed home improvements done and to get back to sugaring in the spring. He enjoys vegetable gardening and hunting, fishing, and raising chickens. He's an avid New England Patriots and Red Sox fan. He also enjoys woodworking, crafting birdhouses, feeders, nature walks, cutting firewood, and maintaining forest lands. Now, Friday, September 6th marked the retirement.
Does he rake? Does that mean he rakes a lot?
Mm-hmm. Of Lorette Riendo from Columbia Forest Products after 20 combined years of service. She was born in Chesterville, Quebec, and graduated from North Country Union High School. Her first job was a seamstress at Slalom Skiwear in Newport for approximately 3 years. By the way, fun trivia question about me. The hospital where I was born then became the Slalom Ski Factory.
Oh, what?
Wow. There you go. Lorette and her companion Art Lucas live in Coventry. She's raised four children. She enjoys sewing, building wood projects in a workshop, maintaining her flower and vegetable gardens, playing cards, and lots of fishing. She hopes to spend more time with her family. Thursday, September 5th marked the retirement of Shelley Sargent after a combined 40 and a half years of service. Born in Newport, damn, attended North Country Union High School, later earned her GED. First job working part-time at the A&W Snack Bar and Ames Department Store while in high school. She later babysat for multiple families for several months. She and her husband, Richard, live in Newport Center. She's raised two children and has three grandchildren. Her retirement plans are to work on some home improvements and cleaning, help family members with house chores, and hopes to get back into attending more church activities such as singing.
Oh, nice.
I mean, you could have done that while you were working.
Yeah.
She enjoys maintaining her flower gardens, camping, and going for walks. She plans to spend more time with her grandchildren and hopes to visit her sister in Tennessee and brother in Florida. Happy retirement, folks.
Nice.
That is Small Town News, and that is this episode of the WTH Podcast. If you're wondering what the hell, hey, Small Town News, we get down to the nitty-gritty. I cut out a lot of these bios.
That was extremely
A lot.
There's a lot there. But go out there. There's no paywall. So NewportDispatch.com. Mm-hmm. If I retire from Columbia Forest Products.
Yep, it's all there.
It's all there.
All right, if you're watching us live on Facebook, a week from tonight is the grand opening celebration of Darling New Media from 4 to 8 p.m. Come out and join us. If you're watching on YouTube, if you're listening live, it's tonight, or listening on the downloads, it's tonight, the 28th, 4 to 8 p.m. Everyone is welcome to come out and say hello, enjoy some refreshments, and maybe win some door prizes. So that's going to do it for us. Thank you, Kareem. Thank you, Jason. I'm sorry you were so wrong.
It happens. I'm still impressed by my ability to find that.
You were close, but no cigar.
No, I was close.
It was your fault. It wasn't the referees.
I believe Monica Lewinsky has banned that phrase in her helm. Close, but no cigar. Just saying. That's right. And you know what else is hard? Being as magnanimous and right as I am is really hard too. All right, everybody, have
that's
a
what
great
she said.
We'll see you next time. Take care.